When was the passion for football born for you? I know you played the flag game as a kindergartner running around and stuff, but when did it really become a passion?
When I was little, because my mom's a stepdad at the time, like, he's real heavy on me with football, so like, we'd go out and just run around and throw the ball, and I'd go watch the game with him. He was a huge Cowboys fan, so we'd watch all the Cowboys games, and he just like, ever since then, I just always been like, yeah, I want to play football and go.
Do you pinch yourself sometimes? You see that uniform, 37, Callahan
out? Yeah, I got to sometimes. You know, just walking out there, it's like, dang, this is it. I'm living it.
Sometimes guys get stereotyped as just inside nickel defenders, but this coach, Vic Fangio, is working you on the outside. That requires a whole different mentality, doesn't it?
It's a whole different game, you know, nickel and corner. You know, nickel, you're working with a lot of other people and stuff, and you could pass things off and corner, like, you're on your own island out there, so you gotta have that eat mentality, like, this is a real one-on-one and I gotta win.
So this Nigerian background in you, I mean, usually those guys are big, you not so much, right?
I don't know what happened, man.
Do you use that to your advantage, though?
Luckily, I was born to jump, so I kind of make up for being kind of small, so.
That changes things, because I think if athlete that you're defending, a 6'2 receiver, a 6'3 receiver, a 6'4 receiver, they don't realize what's coming in those springs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that snuck up on some guys?
I would like to think so, yeah. Got a couple picks on some fades.
53 guys in that locker room plus practice squad all have a journey. Each one of them overcame something to get here because they just don't give you a ticket and say, hey, you're going to the National Football League. What is it for you, in your opinion?
I would say my size. You know, I've been getting my style, you're not going to make it, you're not big enough, you can't play on the outside, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough.
The high school you went to, you were part of the very first varsity class for football, is that right?
I was actually the first class to make it all 4 years through the school, so.
Tell me about that experience of building something from scratch.
I don't know if it was just us always being together what got us close and made that camaraderie, but whatever it was, it worked.
You attracted a lot of attention across the country from recruiters. When did they start coming around?
My junior year.
Did you think right then that, you know what, this is a possibility? Or did you think, I don't know?
I've been thinking it's a possibility before all that, so. I don't want to sound cocky, but, you know, ever since I started playing football, you know, it's been my big dream. And, you know, I didn't want to kind of take no for an answer or even think about not making it.
You seem like a very content person. You are calm. You always have a smile on your face. Where's the fire come from?
As soon as I step on the field, anytime I got to line up against someone in competition-wise thing, then that's when it comes. I don't know. It's just something. I don't like losing, so.
Who's been the biggest impact person in your life?
The one be my mom. You know, she does everything for me. Growing up, I didn't have a dad, so she played both roles, and she's done a great job. The second impact would be my son. Obviously, he's been a huge motivation for me, you know, to, you know, fight through things I don't want to do, and just, you know, he always puts a smile on my face.
Any kind of slogan, any cliche, anything that has driven you lately?
I heard this from old professor named Alan Watts. I don't know if you heard of him. It's a book called Tao Te Ching, and his main point is you should flow with life like a sail in the water. And instead of fighting against it, you know, you can use yourself to direct yourself with the wind.
So you feel it on the field that way?
Not even just the field, just my everyday life.